Haven't used this app for a while. There it is. It's rolling now. Good things. I don't know about you, but I want to hear about some good things. I've heard enough about bad things, about hate. I've been told to do this, and 2 weeks later, been told to do something else, and then 2 weeks later, been told to do this, and 2 weeks later, been told to this. But you know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The constant that I in my life can hold on to, that helps me walk by faith from day to day, are the good things that come from God's holy word. For God's holy word is what should be guiding our paths, and our minds, and our hearts. I don't know about you, but I listen to the news. And I'm on social media. And it's tough. It's tough, even with people you love and you work with and you know, and friends and family, to be able to hang on to good things and to think about good things. And I encourage us this morning as we look at this lesson to remind us what God's word says is good things. Because the world, what the world says is good things today are going to be different 20 years from now. You know, back when I was a kid, bell bottoms were a good thing. I don't even know if they make them anymore, you know. Some, you know, back when I was a kid, long hair was a good thing. And my wife told me this week, it's not a good thing, so now you see what I got. As we look at God's holy word, Jesus said, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Either in this age or the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. And obviously Jesus' words present themselves to the world. But you know, Jesus came pretty much to talk and teach the Jews. It wasn't until after Paul obtained his ministry that his word is shared with the Gentiles. So these are people of God that Jesus is talking about. He's just not talking, you know, it's easy for me to talk about evil in the world and recognize that. But Jesus was talking, you know, and it applies, his truth applies whether you're in his kingdom or whether you're not in his kingdom. Whether you were a Jew or whether you're a Christian. Or Jew or a Greek. I don't know about you, but sometimes I struggle with having good things and saying good things. I have to practice self-control, as it is written, as we are commanded to do, to make sure that I do say things that Jesus would say. Like, I love you, I forgive you, I care about you. Good things. There are always going to be things that make us angry, and in our hearts will give us struggles with our faith. But to be an encouragement, out of a good man, out of the good treasure, I ask, what do you treasure? How do you treasure something? What do most people do with treasure? They store it up. That's right, Brother DC. You store a treasure up. You hide it, right? I don't know about you, but I've been watching that. I can't even remember it now because I haven't seen it in a couple weeks. They're digging that. They're looking for that buried treasure on an island up in Nova Scotia. Oak Island. Yeah, there you go. Looking for that treasure. And they have drilled holes and spent millions and millions and millions of dollars. Dug up the swamp. Looking for that treasure. Somebody buried treasure, possibly. There. But when we think of treasure, maybe we do the same thing. We bury Jesus deep in our heart. We don't bring forth good things from the treasure that he's given us and helped us with. We don't share the treasure that is in Jesus and how precious that is for his heart, for our hearts. Jesus also said in Matthew 20, "So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, 'Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first.' And when those who came, who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, 'These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day.' But he answered one of them and said, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Do you not agree with me? Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?' So the last will be first and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen." It sounds kind of crazy that someone might be angry. Obviously, Jesus uses denarius, so he uses money in this parable. But if you consider grace, and you consider mercy, and love, and forgiveness, and kindness, do you get angry when somebody needs to be forgiven that you don't want to forgive? Are you angry because someone is loved that you don't want to be loved? Is it not God's and Jesus' right to forgive all people of all things? If we didn't have that example, brothers and sisters and friends, I'm just telling you, if we did not have that example, we wouldn't know which way to turn. We wouldn't know what is good. We wouldn't know about good things. Because just like I said, one year this is good, one week this is good, 1 week this isn't good. Or is your eye evil because I am good? Folks, there's a lot of people that have evil eyes and they proclaim to be following Jesus. And you need to make no mistake. If you know the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus, don't be kind. Hold fast to your faith. Hold fast. Many are called, but few are chosen. I thought about that. That word chosen, we think picked. You know? God calls all people to repentance, right? The chosen are the ones that have chosen him. Few are really chosen. Not that God has a desire. No, he has the love and the grace and the mercy and loves all men, that all men may come to him. But few are chosen. Few choose to follow Jesus. In Psalms it is written, continuing with our theme and considering good things, Psalms 34 it is written, "Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." You know, when we think about good things, consider these things and see if they go with good things. Now, obviously, Satan is not in heaven. Okay? He's been departed and separated from that which is good by his choice to not follow God Almighty. Same thing we do, folks, in our lives and the people in the world do. They, by their choice, separate themselves from God. But it's unique. How do I depart from evil? I seek peace and pursue it. I look for days that are good. I keep my tongue from evil and from speaking deceit. Now, here's the thing. It says depart from evil. You have to do something about it. Flee as a bird? No. Satan's going to hang right around till you start shooting him with the shotgun. Swatting him with the fly swatter. Whatever you think you need to do to depart from evil. As it is written, pluck your eye out, cut your hand off. Get rid of whatever keeps you from doing good. But there's times, folks, that we're all, you know, the Bible is written, be angry and sin not. I'm glad that passage is in there because it recognizes that it's okay to be angry about things. Whether you're lied to or misrepresented or you don't fully understand something and you make a mistake and you need that forgiveness and somebody else is angry at you. To recognize, to seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 36 says, an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. I think this is something we struggle with in our lives as Christians in this world. As being children of the Most High God and in the kingdom. Is that we've become accustomed to saying everything is relevant and everything is okay. Which makes sin okay. And abomination okay. And God's word doesn't practice that, teach that, or preach that. There are things, folks, that are huge no-nos. That are disrespectful. That are hateful. That are an abomination. Things we should abhor. That are evil. In this passage, it says he has ceased to be wise and to do good. Why? Because he devises wickedness, he thinks about things that are evil, disgusting, immoral, decides to hang out with people and go places that aren't good, he sets him away that is not good, and then he does not abhor evil. It's okay. It's okay to embrace sin. Jesus never said that. He said, love the sinner, forgive the sinner, but don't sin. Be angry and sin not. The world wants us all just to be one big happy family and whatever comes around goes around. Folks, that's what heaven's going to be like. No worries, no cares, no tears. But sin is sin. Sin separates us from God. Sin keeps us from having good things. Thinking about good things, enjoying good things. Psalm 37, there's the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I don't know about you. Ask Kelly. We'll ask Kelly, my lovely wife. Do I like to be ordered around by you? No. Lucas, do you like to be ordered around by me? Not particularly. See, I could go on and on and on. But I need to fall on my knees when it comes to be ordered by God. My steps need to be ordered by God. My faith needs to be in His words, in His truth, in His love and mercy. I don't know about you, if you watch the news, you don't see much love and mercy. And grace.
and forgiveness. You see hate and ignorance. And people at their feet certainly aren't being ordered by the ways of God. We're not seeing good things. That's why this passage touches my heart so much. I need to hear this from God. I don't know about you guys. Because all I'm, you know, I hear it at work and hear it on the news. And now, I don't want to turn news off because I want to be, I guess I could. Here's the deal. Let's turn all our news and all our stuff off and we can kind of live like the Amish do. No, so turn the cell phone off too. Turn it all off. Ring, ring, ring. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. And he delights in his way, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Folks, no matter what happens to us, citizens of this country, or as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, depart from evil, do good, and you will dwell forevermore. Jesus says in John chapter 5, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who has sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself and has given him authority to execute judgment also. Because he is the Son of Man, do not marvel at this. For the hour is coming which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Jesus said, those who have done good to the resurrection of life. There is a reward for doing good. Sometimes it's a tough thing to do. Sometimes somebody has to be the adult in the situation. The adult. Husbands, if you feel that way. Wives, if you feel that way. Sometimes that happens in our lives. But you have to do good. You know, and it's unique that Jesus says, I can do nothing of myself. Even the Son of God, who is unbelievably loving and kind and powerful to heal the sick and powerful to calm the waters and to do everything that he wanted to do and to create, be part of the creation of the heavens and the earth. He still bows his knee to the Father. He still recognizes that without God, I am nothing. It's the same thing with us, folks, when people might accuse us of being self-righteous. Okay? Goody-two-shoes, all of those types of things. Okay? I can do nothing of myself. I'm just sharing with you the will of God the Father. Because he loved me and I love you. I'm not talking about standing on street corner throwing things at people driving by and tell them to repent. Talking about how we conduct ourselves as we work in day-to-day life. As we wake up in the morning and look at each other in the morning, we treat each other with love and grace and mercy. And I know sometimes morning breath, it's tough to do. Just a little bit. Our last, there's one more passage after this. First Peter chapter 3, it says, "Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. And always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks your reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Good things are good days. How many of us, you know, unfortunately, as we get older, that's what we look forward to, a good day, right? Physically. We call them good days, don't we? I had a good day today. We know people that struggle with cancer and struggle with disease of all types that we're aware of here. Well, he had a good day. You know, not a bad day. He who would love life and see good days, spiritually refrain. Self-control. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Once again, there's an action to turn away from evil. Evil will be presented to all of us. Satan will tempt all of us. Turn away. Say, Satan, get behind me. I got to ask you this question. I haven't gotten to do it in a while. Have you said, Satan, get behind me in the last week or 2 weeks or month in your life? If not, I plead with you, wake up to good things, wake up to good days, recognize how you might be being tempted. Are you a follower of what is good? Do we have a good conscience? Is your conduct good in Christ? You might suffer for doing the right thing. Some people will get you to lie. Some people want you to join your gang. Some people want you to accept sin. Not to abhor evil. Sin is evil. The world won't tell us that, but God's holy word does. We need to teach our kids that and our grandkids that. They need to know the difference between God's word and the world's thoughts. If we're thrilled by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. There comes a point in time in somebody's life and their walk with Christ that they need to put down the bottle. There's times in my life when I wanted to go back to the bottle. Just give me a little milk. I don't want no meat. Solomon said, with wisdom comes great sorrow. Be careful what you wish for, what you pray for, because there's times when you have to make some decisions. I look on some people's lives and I'm like, man, that's simple, that's plain. They don't have to worry about any of this stuff. But then again, God has blessed me here and now with the things that are needful for me. He knows every hair on my head and every hair on your head. He has given us our senses to be able to reason between good and evil. We need to do that, brothers and sisters in Christ. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. I don't know about you, but it baffles me, brothers and sisters, when someone says, oh, I'm a believer, and then they do something that is so terrible, or they have hate in their heart that is unbelievable. I want us to make sure that we don't make that same mistake in our life. Let God rule your heart. Not evil, not hate, not sin. Do not imitate what's evil. See? Was this written to the world, or is this written to brothers and sisters in Christ? 3 John. It's written to Christians. Stop that. Somebody's being tempted by that. The world continually keeps changing. We got technology now. We got all kinds of stuff going on in the world. We need to make sure that we don't imitate evil. That we do good. That we are of God. Now this is our last passage this morning. The lesson's yours. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the need of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Once again, this is written to the Romans. This is written to the Roman church. This is written to Christians. I think a lot of times I look at these passages and I think, man, that's the world. That's the world. But it's not. These are people that are following Christ, tempted by these things. I plead with us to remember. I don't know about you, but I'm tempted in my life to repay evil for evil. I don't want to give my enemies anything. But Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I need to give him love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. If I'm afraid if I went to give him a drink, I might give him the old Jeff Gordon victory deal, you know, in the face. That's splashing water on him, by the way. But no, I need to give him love and mercy and peace. People that don't follow Jesus are ignorant, that are hateful, that are mean. It is very tough in my life, and hopefully you guys can relate with this, to turn everything over to God, because he says, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it. But it also says, abhor that which is evil. Don't be a hypocrite. Be loving. Cling to that which is good. Be kind. Give honor. Be diligent. Be fervent. Serving the Lord. Rejoice. Hold patience. Steadfast in prayer. Steadfast in prayer. I can't encourage us enough when we're looking for good things in our world and bad things or evil comes our way. The best thing we can do about it is pray. God, either take this away from me. God, give me the strength to endure it. God, help me to see. Help me to be loving. Help me to be kind. Help me to overcome evil with good. Help me to have regard for good things in the sight of all men. The good things we've looked at in God's word this morning is out of a good man. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Is your eye evil because I am good? Depart from evil and do good. Have you ceased to be wise and to do good? Are your steps ordered by the Lord? Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life. Have we used reason and our senses exercised to discern both good and evil? Turn away from evil and do good. Be followers of what is good. Have a good conscience. Imitate what is good. He who does good is of God. Cling to that. To what is good. I wanted to say that which is good, but cling to what is good. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Overcome evil with good. Good things that we've looked at in God's word this morning are in our heart, the majority of them. And they're only shared by us making that decision to share them with others. If you have a need to repent of anything in your life, you have the need to give your life to Christ, you have a need of prayers and congregation, we invite you to come forward this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.